Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1526 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, at the National Pencil Company in the city for almost 5 years past. I am acquainted with Mr. Leo M. Frank, also Mr. N. E. Barrett, and knew Mary Fagan quite well, and knew the color of her hair. On Monday, April 28th, I was at the National Pencil Company factory, and Magnolia Kennedy called my attention to the hair on a certain machine that N. E. Barrett was alleged to have found there. At that time, I gave it as my positive opinion that the hair on the machine was not that of Mary Fagan, as it was entirely too light in color to be the hair of said Mary Fagan. I now state that I am most positive that the hair I saw on the machine could not have possibly have been Mary Fagan's hair, and that the hair on the machine was much lighter in color than was the hair of Mary Fagan. Mary Perk, Mrs. G. Denham, May Goodman, Mamie Stevens, sworn for the moment. We personally know Mrs. Cora Falta. Some of her associates are Miss Jenny Mayfield, Mrs. O. Johns, Marjorie McCord, Mary Perk. Mrs. Falta is a person of good moral character and credibility, and we would believe her on oath. Leah Quinn, Mark Perk, Mrs. G. Denham, and Eula Flower, sworn for the moment. We are acquainted with Mrs. Cora Falta. She was well acquainted with Mary Fagan during her lifetime, and she could know the color of Mary Fagan's hair. She was in a position by reason of seeing the hair claimed to have been found by Barrett to determine whether the hair found by Barrett looked like the hair of Mary Fagan, and was thereby enabled to form an opinion whether the hair of Mary Fagan and that found by Barrett was identical, attested by C. W. Burke as Notary Group 4, Alice Marjorie McCord, sworn for the movant. On the morning of Monday, April 28, 1913, my attention was called to some hair that was on a lathe machine on the second floor in the National Pencil Factory, and same I examined said hair very closely. I knew Mary Fagan during her time of employment at the factory, and knew the color of her hair, and in my opinion, the hair found on the lathe machine was not that of Mary Fagan, as it was much too...